Okay, this is Gunn, and I was trying to get Tech on the line so that we could discuss the news and politics of the day today, the 3rd of March, 2015. That's 3-3-2015, and everything broke on the computer. Everything's busted, so there's no Tech at the moment, just me. And I want to give you one quick breakdown of one big news story, and that is Netanyahu's speech. What was the big deal? I actually have talked to a few people today that did not know what the big deal was. The big deal was the Republicans in the House actually invited Netanyahu to come speak, and he was going to be speaking against Iran getting big-time nuclear weapons, building them over the years, as they've been doing ever since the 80s. So, and he wants them to stop because they're very dangerous and they're threatening everyone in the world openly, and we just kind of want to ignore that and let them keep building. So, back to the facts of the matter. Let me just... Boehner invited Netanyahu to speak. Obama, who is a Democrat, the opposite of Boehner, who's a Republican, said, hey, you didn't consult with me before doing that, and Netanyahu might benefit from this because he has an election going on in Israel, and I am not going to play politics with politics and world big-time drama. You know, that's a big slap in my face if he comes here. And so it seemed kind of like a arbitrary thing saying that, like, we don't have presidents meet with people before elections. Because we actually have State Department-run programs to mess with elections. So I kind of think that's sort of a silly, arbitrary thing that Obama was pulling. It's just my opinion. And... looking at Netanyahu's speech, a lot of people were saying, and Obama's saying, oh, this is nothing new, this is nothing new, this is nothing new. Now, mind you, Netanyahu gave a great speech. I loved his speech. He brought the whole Megillah. He brought Purim to the Senate. It was incredible. I to the House of Representatives, to the Congress of the United States, he brought Purim. He showed them what was at stake. He explained it to them piece by piece, and he got standing ovations through the entire speech. What he basically said, and this is the analogy that I'm going to use to help explain it to you. By the Purim and the Megillah, I mean he literally talked about Esther and the time of when the Persians literally tried to destroy all the Jews. A little less than 2,000 years, or a little less than 3,000 years ago, and yeah, it was an awesome speech. And he also basically explained that Obama's plan to let them sit there with all the pieces of the gun. We're gonna make this analogy very simple. Instead of a nuclear weapon, we're gonna say a gun, right? Imagine you're in a room with a scary dude who keeps saying, I'm going to kill you, 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 right? And he's got a gun, but it's all in pieces, right? And Obama's plan says, you're not allowed to put all those pieces together right now. And Netanyahu's plan says, hey, how about we at least take the bullets away? So... you know, how about we at least blow up some, or I mean, have them demolish some of the centrifuges. He wants at least a reduction in a slowdown in the momentum of them going towards putting together the nuclear weapons capability, especially since they are a leader in intercontinental ballistic missiles in the area. So development. So this is a huge thing. Basically, gun, using a gun metaphor here, imagine somebody putting a gun together and you going, hey, stop it. And Netanyahu says, hey, don't just stop it. Like, take away some of the pieces, all right? Make him not have all those pieces to that gun. And And another, like, that's basically the best I can do to explain it. Obama says, no, we don't need to take it away any pieces because they're not a threat to anyone, yada, yada, yada. Honestly, I thought Obama was, he just looked like a child all day long. I am so disappointed with my president because Netanyahu really kicked some butt today. And then right afterwards, the White House puts out a message that says, oh, it was all rhetoric. Like, literally, they say that was all rhetoric. And it's like, what the hell is wrong with you? Honestly, like, it was a good speech. Everybody else was there and, you know, was standing up and clapping. And you are just firing off angry little tweets from your little pouty room. You know, that's just childish. So, very proud of Netanyahu for standing his ground. Very disappointed in Obama for being a angsty teenager or a pouty 5-year-old. I couldn't tell. He sort of vacillated between the two embarrassing structures of a American president. So, yeah, that was today's big news story that I wanted to break down. Just make it super clear for everybody about putting a gun together. And I hope we can get Tech on here soon to break down net neutrality. That's his big issue. He actually is for it, and that confuses me because I'm guns. I do guns. I don't know. Net neutrality sounds scary, though. So it sounds like gun control, and I don't know. I don't know about that. All right. All right. I love you all. Stay safe. Stay warm. Tip your servers and 5-star your Uber drivers. This is Gun signing off.